Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello everyone, it is Red Men News. It is Monday and there's plenty of things to talk about today. We've got the Liverpool Club World Cup squad, which was announced yesterday. We've got the Champions League draw for the round of 16, which has been done. We did a live stream for that over on the main channel, which of course you can check out to your heart's content. There's some news about Liverpool's backroom staff and some changes going on there. And Neil Critchley, who will be taking charge of the Mighty Reds in the Carabao Cup game against Aston Villa, has done his press conference. And there's a few bits and pieces from that to discuss as well. I'm Paul Machin, this is Ben Kelly. And the show today is brought to you association with our website, theredmentv.com, where you can get access to phenomenal exclusive content that we do not put out on YouTube or on Acast or Spotify, etc., etc. Video content and podcast content as well, including the incredible interview that Chris did with Jurgen Klopp this summer over in Boston. We have got instant match reactions happening after every single game, the midweek games. We've got the final word shows for those, and there's a whole host of other exclusives, as you can see if you're watching this on YouTube right now. Kenny Dalglish, Jurgen Klopp too, with Jurgen Klopp in fact, Hendo and Ox, Divock Origi, Lucas Leiva, and conducted last week, I sat down with Liverpool legend Emil Heskey as well. The full interviews for all of those is on the RedmenTV.com. It's free for the first month. Go and sign up. It's boss. Get involved. Anyway, let's start with the oldest kind of news. Ben, the Club World Cup squad has been confirmed. The lads have flown over to Qatar yesterday, I believe. We know the Reds are going to face Monterrey on Wednesday in the half-five kickoff. The squad is as follows. Alisson, Van Dijk, Wijnaldum, despite the fact that he is a doubt. Milner, Keita, Firmino, Mane, Salah, Gomez, Adrian, Henderson, Oxlade-Chamberlain, Lallana, Andy Lonergan, Jadon Sancho, Robertson, Origi, Jones, Alexander-Arnold and Nico Williams as well. Curtis Jones and Nico Williams are the ones that really stand out from that list.
Yeah, it's disappointing to be honest because I don't understand it. Like maybe it's because Lovren can't go, you know, and we need to fill up the squad, but they're not going to play. So they might as well have got the minutes on the pitch at Villa, particularly Jones, who you know comes on at Bournemouth and makes a bit of an impression. I don't know. Maybe. I'd be interested to know their thoughts on it themselves. I feel like them two themselves might be a bit disappointed there because there's a chance for them to
their
to start.
Team is playing on Tuesday night and they're not involved. It's an interesting point. I don't know. I think that you're right. They might not start, but they might. You know, the levels between us and Monterrey, they'll certainly be on the bench. And particularly, and you're right, I think it's just boiled down to this. I think it's a massive compliment to both of them. And it tells you the pecking order because you're right, the reason they've gone is that Lovren's injured, so Lovren's not gone. And although we've taken Genie Wijnaldum, the rumblings after the game weren't great.
No.
Which means we need particularly Nico Williams. He's got to go because we've not got any other defenders.
Yeah,
you know, that you know, and you know, I don't think that necessarily there's a big in terms of the development, it makes you wonder where it places the other young centre halves or whatever that we put a fullback in that squad. But I like it personally, but I to your point I'd not consider. Let us know in the comments your thoughts on the squad and what you think that means for the others. We'll talk a little bit about how that ties into the Villa game in a moment. But before we do, Ben, let's move on. Completely unrelated to all of the stuff that's happening this week. Big departure for Liverpool reports training ground guru. Their master of medicine, Andy Massey, is leaving his role after 6.5 years to join FIFA. There's a really interesting article that's associated with, and he basically talks a bit about him and obviously how he heads up the medical department. He came through the academy and he's like being credited with how resilient Liverpool have become under Jurgen Klopp, and how that was the mission of the fitness team and the health team and all that, is to make sure that they could run longer and sustain themselves longer, and then the skill would show through. I don't want to read too much into it. Please do go and check the article out yourselves, but could be a big loss for Liverpool.
Yeah, absolutely. What I like about it at the end, actually, because there's an interview, they quote an interview from 2017, and he discusses that about how the manager's brilliant at listening to us. Of course, he wants his players back as quickly as possible, but he's brilliant. If we tell him somebody is too big as a risk, then he'll listen to us. And that, for me, there is just another example of how great Jurgen Klopp is, in terms of he clearly values every single person that he talks to at the club. Not only the players, but the likes of the medical team and the data analysis team, and then you've got the likes of Michael Edwards as well. He takes the advice of everybody on board. And when you talk about the contract that he signed last week, and he talked in his announcement video about, we have signed this contract, we want to stay.
Yeah.
It's a unity thing, and I really like the idea that he clearly sees the success as a contribution of everybody, not just himself and the team.
We always hear this from the other side. You always hear Klopp talk about how he trusts the people around him, and he always says that they come to me with information. We don't actually get to see it too often from the other side, because Klopp is such the figurehead. He's where all the attention goes. So very, very interesting stuff indeed. And obviously, I'm sure Liverpool will be moving stuff around, but we'll know more about that. He doesn't leave the role till March, so obviously we'll be well into the Champions League, which is interesting because the Champions League draw has been done for the round of 16. We know now Liverpool will be facing Atletico Madrid to return to the Wanda Metropolitano, where Liverpool lift the big ears for the sixth time, Ben. It was a great day. It was a great day all round. And I think that's one thing. We've done a reaction show to this, which is on the redmentv.com, or at least it will be this afternoon. So if you want more fallout from all this and really in-depth discussion, head over to the website. But the fact that it's at the Wanda is a big point for me, because as much as that's probably one of the two toughest teams we could have got, both of the Madrid teams being them, going back to a ground where you've had that kind of success definitely bodes well.
Yeah, definitely. It was a lovely ground as well. Which is always
a benefit.
Yeah, absolutely. We stood in the sun for a very long time. Look, this is a tough draw for Liverpool, but for me the confidence always comes from playing at home. Second, if you go and get a draw at Atletico and you leave yourself simply needing to win at home, then that stands you in good stead. If we can go and do some kind of job out in Madrid and bring it back to Anfield, then I'd have every confidence of us going through.
Absolutely. So the live draw is on the Red Men TV YouTube channel, which is our other YouTube channel. You can check that out if you want the more in-depth reaction. Head to, as the aforementioned, the redmentv.com and sign up for that. Anyway, moving on. Neil Critchley's done his press conference ahead of this. It's mad because I've interviewed Neil Critchley a few times and done the under 23s, under 21s press conferences with him, and they're normally in some shoebox room. It's some corner of the academy with nothing going on, and he was there being given the full bifters. And it was some interesting stuff. I thought what stood for me, Ben, it was about the fitness news and what I've been a moment, but I really like this idea that one thing that I'd not really considered, he was asked the question, well, how do you prepare? How have you been able to prepare for this? Because you've not quite known who it'll be. And he went, no, I have known. This is the group of players that I see every single day. Yeah. This is my team. And yes, there'll be one or two that maybe, he wasn't 100%. So I suspect he's probably been told Curtis Jones was going. Yeah. He was in that initial squad, wasn't he, that was announced. But they've been preparing for this game.
Yeah.
So this isn't one of those situations where you chuck a load of players at a problem. He'll have had his 16, 17, whatever, 18, whatever, largely known, and they'll have been preparing for weeks for this match.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm not as clued up on how the under-23s are doing, to be honest, to say, Jack would be, or whatever, but, you're right, it's not even though it's a team that we're not going to massively recognise, it's not a team that has never played together before.
They'll recognise each other.
And that's the key thing. It's not like you're playing. It might almost be better, even though they're kids and they're coming up against the Premier League side. In a way, it might almost be better than playing six kids alongside five first teamers, because at least they all know how they all know with the strengths and weaknesses of each other's game.
Yeah.
Conceded that overall the quality, the chances are it isn't going to be as high. But if they can get themselves on the pitch and they can get a bit of football going and all that, you never know. I think the goal here tomorrow night will be, you know, I don't expect us to win. But, you know, if we can go out, maybe get a goal, you know, keep the score down, I think there'll be lots of positives to take from it.
And the only thing it's slightly lacking, I think, is having a senior player, someone to turn to. Yeah. But there's no excuses, there's no hiding. Everyone's on the same level in that team all of a sudden. And the only one that's a real, there's a couple of doubts for the game, actually. And Paul Gorse, the chief Liverpool writer for the Liverpool Echo, is reporting that Rhian Brewster is a doubt. The young striker has an ankle injury and will be assessed. He would have been one of those senior players in the side too, which is funny because, yeah, two first team appearances under his belt. And obviously we've got a brand new Redmen account as well. Redmen Academy on Twitter is well worth a follow for more news and more insight into the players that are going to be featured in this. But they've also launched a YouTube channel as well. A compliment to that, you can get the links on, just go to at Redmen Academy on Twitter. Jack's been covering a lot of this stuff, and there's talk that, and Critch mentioned this, that there's a few players who are in this match they scored for tomorrow who are on standby to fly to Qatar, and he's putting here that he thinks Vandenberg, Kiana Hoover, Harvey Elliott were most likely to fly out to Qatar as well. Brewster, if he's fit, would probably, you'd imagine, be part of that.
I'm really looking forward to seeing Hoover in this game, because I don't know where he's going to play him, because he could play him left back, right back, centre back, because I know Adam Lewis isn't fit, but he's probably going to play Larucci there, actually, isn't he? So,
well, if this is the talk, Larucci, you know, actually on this as well, Brewster hasn't played for nearly 5 weeks, and Larucci hasn't played for nearly three, so who knows? No one's got a clue yet. It's all hands to the pump.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know, Hoover's one of the ones, isn't it, that we're all really looking forward to seeing. You know, he played in the MK Dons game and scored. I think he played against Arsenal. I'm not too sure. But he's definitely one of the ones that have caught our attention more over the last 12 months, ever since that Wolves game. So for me, you know, seeing how Hoover gets on here against Villa are going to go for it. Yeah. You know, it's a massive opportunity for Villa. It's a first sign of a big test. And, you know, when you talk about Hoover and potentially, you know, being the heir to the throne for whoever, you know, whether it be at right back or centre back, you know, it's a big chance for him to prove himself on that level.
If Liverpool get past Aston Villa with this team, Liverpool are going to win every competition they're in this season. I can't see how. Villa is a very intimidating place to go. It's a brilliant ground. It's a brilliant football club. Very historic football club. They're great. They should be much better than this. If Liverpool are able to do anything, I've no hope or expectation to be honest. But, well, there's 90 minutes of football to play. Who knows? Si, have you got a couple of comments for us?
Johnny Walker says they aren't the Atletico of years gone by. Simeone looking to move on after 8 years. Similar situation to Pochettino at Tottenham. Their stadium is now sacred ground to Liverpool too.
Completely forgot that we've been talking about Atletico.
Yeah.
And you just started mentioning Atletico when I had Villa in my head. Yeah. No, they're not the Atletico of recent years. No, it's a good point. I think, it's difficult, isn't it? I just still think that they're going to, you know, they sit back and they frustrate you sometimes, don't they? But you know, they'll be looking at us and they'll be going, there's a lot for them to handle. So I think, again, I fancy us, but it's another one of them, isn't it? You know.
Yeah, 100%. There's something not to be worried about now till February.
No, true.
Trig Josh says Real Madrid against Man City, well, at least that's one of them fuckers gone for the next round.
That's a good thing about that. There's a few of those games where you're going to lose one of Real Madrid or City. You're going to lose
Chelsea or Bayern,
you're going to lose one of, you know, Barcelona or Napoli as well. Then you're going to see potentially, you know, well, definitely you're going to see Atalanta or Valencia through, etc. So I think the draw is pretty interesting.
I think the perspective of our draw from outside will be everybody will probably be wanting Atletico to beat us, and I think that's the key thing. Yeah. You know what I mean? So like you've got to look at it from our perspective. We're going but I think overall, we'll probably go into the tie favourites.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, and it's right, Liverpool's second favourites to win the Champions League outright at the moment. And if you want more in-depth and detailed chat on that, again, head over to redmentv.com. As mentioned, a whole host of fantastic content there. We've been working on years to build up an archive of phenomenal footage there. And even the more recent stuff, Si Hughes from The Athletic was talking about the Club World Cup and the signing of Minamino as well, in-depth and detail with Chris Pajak last week. Loads of stuff around the Japanese forward and what he could mean to Liverpool moving forward. You've got the youth podcast, you've got instant match reactions, and again, all those exclusive interviews. So head over to theredmentv.com and sign up, and we'll see you over there.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.